sing is part of bluegrass.
My dad used to have this great quote about tuning. Me and him used to play pretty much just play by ourselves, and I used to have this tuning thing, and I just didn't want to ever play out of tune. Even as a little feller, I could hear when something was out of tune, and it used to just drive me nuts. And of course, a mandolin, you got to have the patience of Job anyway to tune one of those things. It's like a mini 12-string guitar. And no out-of-tune instruments in heaven, though. That's the good thing about going to heaven someday. Man, praise the Lord. That's worth being a Christian for right there. No, that you never have to deal with a B string on the guitar again. It'll be perfect. Put a capo on and just, you know, just, there'll be no B string. Well, they'll be, but they'll be in tune. Anyway, but my dad used to just go ballistic when I'd be tuning. And one day he just grabbed the neck like that on my mandolin and, Daddy, you know, and I was flipped out. And of course, you know, when your dad does that and he says, son, stop, you think God's getting ready to speak to you and to impart some wisdom. And he said, son, let me tell you, you're taking this tuning thing way too far. Now, he had this much patience for my tuning. And this was a man that would sit around the groundhog hole for 3 hours waiting for him to stick his head up where he'd been eating his corn in his corn patch, you know. But for tuning, this much time. And anyway, he said, look, if we're a little bit out of tune, it don't matter. It just sounds like there's more of us playing. So me and Dad sounded like a whole band sometimes. Well, one of the great things in my mid-life that I'm getting to enjoy right now is having my own record label. And what a blessing. And me and my partner are the business affairs people, and we can get on the telephone or we can sit down in the car or whatever and make a business plan. You don't have to have 15 people sitting around a table telling you why it won't work to do a bluegrass record. And so you know what I'm saying. So anyway, I had a chance to do something that I've wanted to do for years, and that was do a gospel album. I've never had an opportunity, never got to do a gospel album. And so we're in the process right now of doing one, our very first, and it'll be out in September. And I was so glad to see Peter Rowan here today, because we got to visit for a little bit before the show. And I told him that we had just recently recorded a song that Peter's brother, Lauren, wrote. And it's going to be the title of the album. And of course, I didn't have a copy to play for Peter on the bus. You know, you never have something like that when you need it. But anyway, if Pete's around, well, maybe you'll get a chance to hear this. This is Soldier of the Cross.